All right, everyone, welcome back to the Athlete's Mind podcast. It has been a while since we've done an episode like this, and this is actually the first time we are doing a follow-up episode with one of our guests. Most of you will remember last year, it was actually 10 months ago exactly, we had Alex Vukovic on the podcast, and we spoke about gym, mental health, really expanding and really talking about what the athlete's mind is as a whole. So we are back again with Alex. Mate, first of all, it's been pretty much a whole year. How have you been? What have you been up to?
Thank you very much for having me. Jesus. No, I've been good, bro. I've been very good. Year has taught me a lot. I'm not going to sit here and sound like cringe, got like New Year's resolutions or anything, but it's definitely taught me a lot about myself, certain values that I just like appreciate, things that I want moving forward into my life, yeah.
And, you know, I did actually want to mention, because I know we spoke a little bit about this before coming into the studio today, but I saw your brother recently, about a month ago, and I've seen that he's been hitting the gym a little bit hard recently. Yeah. You know, he's been posting on his Instagram, kind of leaving off where we discussed it in the first episode. How's he been going with the gym?
That little shit, man. No, he's been good. He's been good, bro. Like, good with the gym. Again, this is going to sound like super cringe to say, but like a gym is like a way of life in a way. It teaches you the first sort of step in your life about like discipline, organization, planning, like motivation. A lot of those like key factors you kind of learn step by step in the gym. A lot of it is like you eat bad, you're going to look bad. You know, you train bad, you ain't going to look the best. So he sort of implemented those values from the gym, took that and then applied it to other parts of his life. So he's doing good.
Yeah, and that's the most important thing with the gym, is especially with me and everyone that's gone to the gym, I'm sure they can agree, you learn the stuff in the gym, you apply it to other areas of your life.
Absolutely.
And it's just a really big benefit and learning experience, I think. Mm. With Luca and the gym, have you been sort of teaching him the ropes, or have you sort of just let him go on his own little journey?
A bit of both. Obviously, I don't want him to develop like tendonitis or anything like that. But it started off just really like fundamentals, basics. I didn't really show him how to lift. Like, I mainly just taught him about like things you should avoid, things you shouldn't really worry about, things you should kind of focus on. Like, a lot of it, like, you know, everyone hears this all the time, form over weight, you know, and make sure your form's good, make sure your eating's good, make sure you're sleeping enough. Those sort of things I kind of taught him. And then I just let him fly, like learn to make the mistakes that he needed to make and then grow from there with anything he was doing.
Mm. And I find it interesting because a lot of people talk about like how good it is to have brotherhood.
Yeah.
And obviously you being the older brother, do you feel like you have a bit of a responsibility that you have to teach him, not even in the gym, but just life, mm-hmm. because you've been there, you've done that, and you're sort of able to guide him in life?
Good question. So yes and no. Like a lot of brotherhood is really just sort of, I guess, just looking out for each other, like really just making sure that you have each other's back, you look after him in the best possible way, call him out if he's doing anything stupid. I think a lot of the stuff that forms brotherhood comes from experience. So a lot of the things that you'll go through in life will be like problems, heartbreak, struggle. A lot of those things will equip you with the experience to pass down or guide someone younger going through it. This can be to like a blood brother, one of your closest friends, anyone. You can kind of apply that in a general scope. You kind of want them to make the mistakes, but minimize it as much as possible. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to tell them exactly what to avoid. You still want to make them learn through that. Sorry, and kind of experience it on their behalf as well.
100%, because you know, you don't want to just, like you said, you want them to make the mistakes, because at the end of the day, the mistakes that you do make, they are the ones that sort of make you who you are. You know, it builds character, it makes you learn. And I think that's great, because, you know, even looking in social media now, like you see the brothers, like the Sulek brothers, like, and how much people are admiring their brotherhood. And, you know, I think it really is a great thing. Like, I'm not going to lie, I think it would be pretty cool. Like, I don't have a younger brother or an older brother, but like, I think it would be so cool, like having that sort of relationship. But, you know, sort of leaving off where we spoke last time, the first time I chatted to you almost a year ago now, you obviously really big into your gym. You still are, but you actually competed in bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. I did want to speak a little bit about that. Is that something you're looking to do again? Or do you want to revisit it? Or do you sort of just want to move on to other things?
I would definitely like to revisit it. I not at this point in my life, maybe when I'm a little bit older. I think that's definitely a door that just will always stay open. I love the gym. The gym taught me so many things and got me to meet so many great people as well, of so many like foundations, influences, things like that. Like, it taught me a lot in my life. And I think definitely down the line, I would love to open that door again. It taught me a lot. I guess the whole prep was a little bit longer for me. We did it very slow. So the whole prep really taught me the importance of, I guess, other things that I didn't really think about. Like, obviously, people always talk about, like, sleep. People always talk about food, nutrition. No one really knows, I guess, why. Like, it's so important. I found out a lot of it was just, if you just do the same things in and out, you're not really you're going to get the same results. You really have to put in that little bit extra every single day. It doesn't have to be crazy. You don't have to go, like, 200% every single day. But 1% over an extended period of time, that adds up. So at least the gym has taught me, and prep has taught me in general, that just sticking to these little foundations over an extended period of time, you may not notice it right away, but you'll definitely notice it in the long run.
And I do remember you talking about, aside from bodybuilding, you actually were training a bit of Muay Thai at the time. I did want to ask you, first of all, before I ask you about your personal experience with Muay Thai, mm-hmm. do you think that it is essential that everyone in their life should try some sort of martial arts? Because we did actually talk a little bit about this in the first episode, but just sort of expanding on that, has your view changed on that at all? And do you think it's essential for people to try?
I think it's so important. I think it's so essential. It doesn't have to be Muay Thai specifically. It can be any sort of like boxing. You got Muay Thai, you got BJJ, anything like that challenges, I guess, your body in ways that you might not expect. Listen, we live in a very like safe country, but you never know what could happen. You obviously don't want to use that against people, but it's a good skill to learn and it will teach you good values. A lot of the things, I have mates that are into fighting, that are into obviously Muay Thai, your boxing, things like that. They're the calmest people you will ever meet. Like, they're not like violent. You get the occasional one that's like, I just love hurting people. And you're like, all right, well, that's, you know, it's up to you, you know?
Yeah.
But a lot of these guys are super grounded, super chill. And I think that's what's really important, is just like tapping into that dangerous side of you, but then learning to like control it, not being like a psychopath and just releasing that onto the world. I think understanding how to turn your body into a weapon for maybe not necessarily for fighting, it could just be for good like cardio, like vascular health. Those important things like will just equip you with the foundations on, I guess, your character. It will teach you a lot about yourself, putting yourself in those semi-dangerous scenarios.
I think there's definitely a stereotype with when it comes to fighting and, you know, martial arts, MMA, boxing, whatever it is, because a lot of people that don't know much about the sport, they might look at boxers or fighters and be like, oh, they're just violent, they just channel their anger to hurt other people.
Yeah.
But in my opinion, and yours as well, like, it's not that at all, because I've trained a lot of boxing in my life. I still am at the moment. And I consistently say, like, first of all, boxing has changed my life.
Yeah.
But also, you're right. People, the boxers, MMA fighters, super humble people.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you get the odd one that might be a little bit cocky or whatever.
A little bit insane. Yeah.
You know, but, you know, most of the time, super nice, chill people, because they know what it's like to get hit in the face. They're humble.
Yeah.
And they're able to channel their anger into good things in their life, you know?
Yeah.
So I think that's very important. But as far as your training goes at the moment, what are you sort of focused on at the moment? Like, what is your training entailing? Mm. Are you focused on cardio, building mass? Mm. What are you sort of doing in the gym at the moment?
Staying healthy. I think people don't know what that means anymore. I think that recently it's changed like a lot. Like, people don't even know what it means to be healthy anymore. And especially like younger audiences, I'll tap into that sort of stuff later, but just nowadays people have the entire wrong, like the entirely different and wrong perception of what it is to be healthy. Influencers have kind of messed that up a little bit, but look, it's their job to look that good. And if you're getting paid that much to look that good, I'm sure you would advertise that sort of lifestyle.
Yep.
Mainly just staying healthy, bro. So just understanding cardio is super important. Like taking a break from the weights every now and then, like understanding, like, you know, take some pressure off your joints, your tendons, go for a swim, go for a run. Something just to mix it up a little bit, to put your body in like a different frame for training. But I'm a huge advocate on weight training, like, again, just keeping fit and healthy, just to ensure once you get older, like, all that stuff adds up. And then trying to eat as clean as possible. It's difficult when you have you know, parties and, you know, family events and stuff like that, Christmases, Easter, whatever, you know, whatever you celebrate. It's difficult to keep it tight all the time, but you just want to make sure general day-to-day, avoid like processed sugars, you know, trans fats, just stay healthy, bro. You don't need all this extra stuff. Just eat, stay with what works and avoid crazy supplements. The amount of mates that I take that are like, yo, I'm trying to get big. What supplements should I take? I'm like, bro, you'll be surprised. If you cut out 90% of the junk that you're putting into your body, you don't even need no supplements. So you don't need any of that. Like maybe a bit of magnesium here and there for your joints, but you don't really need much. Like the whole point of them is that they supplement your diet. They're not going to replace it. Yeah. So I think a lot of people get that sort of stuff mixed up.
But what are your thoughts on creatine? Because obviously that's pretty popular. Like even a lot of people I know take it. Like I take it, I'll be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I love creatine. Now, there's two benefits for why I like it. Number one, it obviously just helps you retain a lot of your muscle. Like, it'll help a lot with, like, obviously the point of creatine is it helps in ATP production in your muscles. It helps you, like, just with endurance and things like that primarily. I think that creatine's it's the most researched supplement. So it's very, very good for muscles, recovery, endurance. It helps a lot in that aspect, but it also helps a lot in the mental scope of things. I'm a super big advocate on taking supplements that I guess would like reduce like brain inflammation, that would avoid things like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, things like that, dementia. So I've kind of stepped into more of those lines of supplements when it comes to my personal preference of stuff. But I think creatine, 100%. If you're training, bro, it will help your body in so many different ways. And it's super, super good for you. That's my experience with it, at least.
It really sounds like you're looking more into the long term for your health and fitness goals. But I find that like really interesting, because when you were bodybuilding, obviously it's really intense, like your diet, your training. Would you say bodybuilding is something that's hard to maintain over like a long period of time?
Depends. So I think the harshness of it on your body is pretty hectic. That's why I kind of wanted to, I did it at very young. I did it at like 19.
Yeah, that's young.
Like 19. Yeah. So like to step in into bodybuilding, I just did it for fun.
Yeah.
But it's pretty like mentally exhausting over anything. Like sure, the diet, you know, the training, that's difficult. The amount of water you drink is uncomfortable. But mentally, like the adjustment from your brain being like such low body fat, and then seeing yourself like that all the time, it messes you up. Like it took a few months for me to like mentally adjust and be like, am I okay to eat this, and not see like food as a number. So I think in the long term, the body adapts very quickly, but I think mentally it could mess you up a little bit. But you know, each person's different. You know what I mean?
Definitely. Something I did want to touch on as well is going more into that mental side. We were discussing a little bit about it before with the new gym you're at, which is Right Aware. So I did want to talk a little bit about that, because that has sparked my interest with who you surrounding yourself with like-minded people. And with your experience, how important would you say it is to surround yourself with like-minded people, even if that's going to this new gym, Right Aware, which you talk very highly about? If you want to speak a little bit about that as well.
Sure. Well, I just think like there's nothing I would say different that it's doing. Like it's still a gym. It still has equipment. It still has lighting. It's still got, you know, mirrors and things like that. But I just like the kind of people that are there. I guess if you're someone like operating this podcast, or if you're someone that's, I guess, looking to step a bit out of your comfort zone, maybe you're looking to film your own content, that gym heavily advocates that. So obviously Right Aware is a clothing brand. A lot of their marketing comes from having their clothing in the gym, and then other people wear their clothing in the gym. I just feel like it's a very open space. Like everyone knows everyone there. And I think that, if you want to network and surround yourself with like-minded people, whether it be the gym, whether you're an athlete, whether you're someone that's just like health conscious or body conscious, you have an array of different people there that are always open to like help you out. And I think sometimes gyms can be a little bit intimidating like that with like having super yoked people there. But I think, if you want to step out of your comfort zone, like I see younger kids there, I see older folk there. So it helps a lot with stuff like that.
Yeah, well, just for everyone listening real quick, I will link Right Aware down below if you are interested. Sounds like a very good gym. I might even, give it a
pop
go.
Pop by.
Yeah, 100%. And also, I did want to discuss with you, obviously, it's just started the new year. It's 2024. It's January. It's early in the new year. First of all, I want to know, are you a fan of New Year resolutions?
Oh, fuck. No, listen, you are probably not going to like my answer to this, but...
No, go on.
No, I'm not a fan of that stuff at all. I'll be so honest. Like, I don't think it needs to be a new year for you to work on yourself, to do things. People always find it as an excuse. Like, it gets broken down to, like, simple times where people, like, look at the time and they're like, all right, at 12, I'm going to leave. Yeah. But if it's 12:01, I'm going to wait till 12:10 or 12:05. It changes a lot. I think... Sure, if you like starting at any time is good, but I think don't wait till a new year to have to start. I think a lot of people kind of use it as an excuse, and they put so much pressure on themselves, man. Like, people write these crazy, crazy things, and then they're like, they wonder why they haven't achieved it, and it's only been a month. I think if you implement very, very small things, very, very small things, it can literally be, if people, I know a big New Year's resolution is people like, I want to lose weight, or like, I want to run. Couple times a week, then they run 5 days a week, and they wonder why they can't sustain it.
Yeah,
simple thing, bro. Like, you can be like, I want to run once a week. Once you get good at that, run twice a week. Like, very, very small things. And I think if more people thought like that on a more month to month basis about their goals, like breaking down their month, you know, each quarter and then the year, they'll be way more satisfied, and then they can also enjoy like life. They don't have to restrict themselves and feel like, ah, I can't do this because my diet says I can't. You know, like, have fun, enjoy, but also keep track on your goals, and you'll find that over the long term, you'll find people will be like, how did you achieve such crazy things? It's like, I just didn't do crazy shit. Yeah. Like, I didn't, you know, operate on such a strict basis.
I definitely do agree with you on New Year resolutions, especially even at like my age. Like, I've just finished school, like, going into the new year, a lot of people were coming up with like these crazy things they want to do.
Yeah.
And there's two things that I think that I want to talk about with that. One is, I think people rely on the motivation that it's a new year.
Yep.
So it's a new year, everyone gets excited, they're like, oh, you know, all you're thinking is positive. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just want to do this. Like, for example, like you said, running, right?
Yeah.
If that's something people want to do, they might make an unrealistic thing, like, yeah, every single day, right? Like you said, unsustainable. So I was actually speaking about this on one of my solo podcasts, which I do every week. And I said that if you're going to have a goal, the one thing that I like to do is like a visualization thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I picture like a staircase.
Yep.
And it's like, take each step as it comes.
Sweet.
So let's use the running context. If you're doing 1 day, 2 days, then you might move to 3 and slowly increase. You can't just jump straight to 5 days because it's unsustainable. Exactly. And then you're just going to burn out. So I 100% agree with you, what you said with that. And New Year resolutions, like, if you want to start something, like you said, it's good. But yeah, I think like you mentioned.
I also just really want to reaffirm the reason why I think like this is because I tried doing this myself. I was huge on this. I was like, I'm going to lose 10 kilos in 1 month. And they're like, okay, we'll figure it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, take a lot of pressure off yourself. You know what I mean? Like, life isn't this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, over the long term, it looks like that, but it's this. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You can't adjust for the fact that you're going to be sick. You don't know how many times you're going to be sick this year.
Yep.
You have no idea what's going to happen. Yep. The only thing you can do is implement small things in your life that will lead you to where you want to go. But just like you said, that staircase analogy, I really like that. Mm-hmm. Very simple, very laid out. Visualize it. Literally write it down.
Yeah.
Have where you are in your end goal. How far away are you from it? And is it achievable in the time that you set yourself? If not, extend it out. You're in no rush.
Yeah.
I'm saying something's better than nothing, man.
Yeah, I've always been a big fan of writing things out just so I have a visual. Like, for example, with my boxing, I'll write down like Monday through to Sunday what I do each day. But it's interesting that you say the only reason you're against it is because you've experienced it.
Absolutely.
They're similar with me. A couple years ago, I was going into the new year and I really wanted to take boxing to another level. And I made the most unrealistic schedule, like Monday through to Sunday, twice a day, like run, box.
David Goggins over here.
Yeah, crazy. And after a month, I burned out. I couldn't sustain it. And I'm like, what the hell?
Mm.
So then, you know, you have to reevaluate. But it's all learning at the end of the day. Now, I do want to discuss a little bit about men's mental health. Now,
absolutely.
Being the athlete's mind, I don't think we actually speak about this enough. So it's good that you've come on and you can share your insight on men's mental health as a whole. First of all, for you, is your mental health something that you really like to prioritize and make sure it's in check 100% of the time?
Absolutely. Like, I think obviously, with a lot of the people you bring on here are athletes, people don't really talk about their own mental health. This can be like just mental health in general. I feel like no one talks about it. It doesn't have to be men's mental health specifically, just mental health in general.
Yeah.
People almost feel ashamed to talk about how they feel now. They feel like they're going to be judged. They don't want to burden their problems onto other people. I'm just like, bro, you need to step out of that a little bit. You need to surround yourself with better people if you feel embarrassed to share your life to them. You know, it's not always going to be fairies and rainbows. My mental health specifically, yeah, like realizing what's important to me, what my true values are, and then also understanding like when I'm burning out, when I'm getting exhausted, when I'm you know, not treating myself properly. I think a lot of people don't actually take time out of their day to ask themselves that. And this goes from anyone, any age group, any point in their life. Think about, is this in line with yourself? It can be literally anything that you have in life, but also don't mistake it for growth. Because I think a lot of people, when they get tough and the pressure's on them and the life starts changing around them, they mistake that as like, my mental health is at risk.
Yep.
It's like, no. You know what I mean? You need to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like metal is stronger when it bends instead of it snapping. You know what I'm saying? So take that time to bend and mold yourself into the character you are today. But if you're in a extremely toxic space, change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're hanging around like unmotivated people, or if you're like doing bad habits, like drinking, drugs, whatever you do, your personal life, change that, because it's unsustainable. People aren't going to want to be around you.
100%. And how do you think people can open up more about their mental health? Because I think, especially in Australia,
yeah,
people just don't, not even men, just everyone in general,
yeah,
people really struggle to open up about it. Do you think it's good for people to speak to a friend or a family member? How do you think they can, you know, start opening up more about their mental health or struggles they might be having?
Yeah. Well, the first thing is understanding the reals and the feels. So what's really going on, and what's like the feeling you have towards whatever's going on? So I think first thing is family, bro. No one knows you better than your mom and dad. They've been knowing you since you were born. You know what I'm saying? So take the time out of your day. If you're uncertain about an academic choice, a career choice, a friendship or relationship choice, ask their advice. You know, they're not going to bite you. They're the least, they're not going to judge you, is what I'm trying to say. Obviously friends, any relationships that you may be in, it's all about communication, right? Just as much as you communicate to your friends and be like, I want to go here today, and they're like, I don't want to go there, you're like, all right, well, where do you want to go? Just as you communicate those simple things, we neglect, again, mental health. Like, you're going to notice that people will distance themselves from you or start acting differently around you if you're just sort of quiet or sulky or acting different. They're not going to know what's going on, so they're going to personalize and be like, this person's feeling some sort of negative way about me. So I think use the people around you. Like, if you truly are smart, you know what I mean, and most people are, I think take the time out of your day to just spend, maybe be honest with your boys, your girls, you know, your friend group, whether you're a guy that's like, oh, I don't know if I should open up to my boys and let them know. If you're a girl and you're like, I don't know if I should open up to my girls, that's the perfect test. Because if they help you, you know, if they help you and they're open with you as well, they're the right people. And if they don't, you'll know exactly what to do from there. So it might even be, you know, a blessing in disguise.
Blessing in disguise, yeah, definitely. And I find that interesting, because even recently for me, I had a close friend of mine. I'm not going to say his name for privacy reasons, sure, but a close friend of mine. He always smile on his face, always laughing, kind of like the, you know, class clown type of guy.
Yeah.
And recently, like, he called me and he's like, if I'm being honest, Anthony, like, I'm kind of struggling at the moment, been dealing with this for like a few weeks or like a month, and I just thought I'd talk to you about it. And like, first of all, the first thing that came to my mind is, I'm so glad that he sees me as someone that he can speak to this about. That was the first thing. But the second thing I thought is like, wow, like, for someone who is always smiling, always laughing, you just never know what they're actually dealing with. Like,
absolutely,
you know, when they're by themselves or whatever it is. So, you know, I try my best to help him, and I think he's doing a lot better now. But that's just the first step, just speaking to someone, whether it's your parents or someone, a friend that you trust. I think that's really, really important.
Absolutely.
But for you, do you think mental health, I guess with men specifically for this one, do you think it can be overlooked in Australia?
Australia specifically, I'm just going to use first world countries in general.
Okay.
Because you can relate to like the US, Australia, you know, the UK. We're all like similar demographics, you know, same. I think it does get overlooked a lot. Like, I feel like we live in such, like I was mentioning to you before, like, attention currency world, and it matters more what's on your Instagram profile than it does the relationships with your friends and family. I think that gets overlooked. Like, do you know how mentally exhausting it would be trying to live two lives, like one on social media and one in real life? You can't do that. Like, and people will see through that right away. As much as I think social media is like a tool to network yourself, you know, build yourself, give people a taste of you, don't live in that space. Like, it's going to mess you up, like, over anything. I think that's like the leading cause in men's mental health. They see like male influencers, they see like certain figures that are making all this money on TikTok, and they're just like, man, I'm useless. I have nothing. You know what I mean? And then they start picking out their own life. I'm like, bro, you have no idea how lucky you are to either have just like just a family, something just like a family that cares and nurtures about you, to have friends that have your back, have a partner that might really want to look after you, that loves you. You know what I'm saying? Friends, family, all that stuff's super important. And it's just because we, like I said, are so obsessed with materialism, we just forget about that stuff.
Yeah.
Because it's not forever. You know what I'm saying? Your parents aren't going to be here forever. Your friends aren't going to live forever. You know what I mean? You spend the time that you have with them. Like, do what's meaningful. Don't do what's so superficial that everyone advertises, because those people that advertise that they have the best lives really don't.
Yeah.
They have to make up for it with their surface level person.
Yeah, I find that interesting, because like everyone compares to you know, these social media influencers or whatever, but what people fail to understand is the people that are posting on Instagram or, you know, these influencers, they're only posting the good stuff.
Yeah.
Like, you don't get to see their struggles or what they're doing like behind the scenes. Like, everyone's human, everyone has bad days, it's completely normal, right? But I did want to speak a little bit about social media as a whole. Do you think social media plays a really big role in affecting people's mental health? Like, in today, more in today's age, because, you know, social media is becoming even bigger.
Yeah. I would say, yeah, definitely. Like I touched on before, social media is such a big thing now. Like, you got TikTok, you got Instagram, you even got Spotify, like, suggesting you things. Like, these devices are always listening onto how we feel, the things we want. And we're always have a screen in front of our face nowadays, and people are just forgetting how to talk, man. Like, you'll go to like a party, or you go to like an event with your friends, and everyone's just got their head snapped at 90 degrees looking down at their phone.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, like, what the hell? I'm here. Like, speak to me. We all fall guilty of that. I'll openly admit I fall guilty of that sometimes. Yeah. And it's just about understanding, like, snap out of it, really. I think that a lot of, like you mentioned before, you only see a part of the picture. And then people get that one piece and frame it as the entire life of this person that they admire. For example, your problems that you're experiencing, they're experiencing too. Whether it be self-confidence, whether it be uncertainty in their lives, anything, like, they're 100% going through the same thing as you, and all because they have a little bit more followers doesn't mean that they're in a better spot. You know what I mean? And I think that if we compare ourselves, if we keep comparing ourselves to how many followers we have going up and down on our Instagram, you're going to be sitting there just so depressed. Like, think about the, like I mentioned to you before, like, the values, the people that you have in your life, your friends, your family, your mentors, in your workplace, you know, in your life, spend time with them, do meaningful things, have meaningful conversations, because they will last so much more than just one digit going up on your following.
Yeah.
And you'll feel way, your soul will feel cleansed, man.
Yeah. 100%.
Spending time with these people.
Yeah. Now, going back to you, I want to talk a little bit about you just before we finish up.
Sure.
I did want to ask, this is a question that I ask every single athlete recently. Yeah. Everyone has different answers, but with everything that you're doing in your life, gym, career, relationships, everything, what keeps you motivated to keep pushing your limits, whether that be, you know, when days are hard or when days are going really well, or when your schedule is really, really overloaded and you're just feeling a bit overwhelmed, what is that one thing that comes to your mind that pushes you that extra limit?
Time.
Yep.
It's gonna run out. Like, it's gonna run out, man.
Love that.
You don't know when. It could happen in 15 minutes. You have no idea. You really don't know how much time you have on earth or in your life. You know what I mean? You have no idea, you know, where it's gonna take you. So I think if you just do the things you love, spend time, you know, with the people that mean a lot to you, do things that challenge you, you know, work in industries where you meet like-minded people, where you can meet people in a higher position, learn from them. Because as I was saying before, like, you have no idea how much time you have left. And do you want to spend that time, you know, doing meaningless things? Or do you want to spend that time doing the things you love, whether it be in your career, growing yourself in your career, or for who you are, the things you stand for, In your fitness as an athlete or as a gym goer, you know what I'm saying? Keeping healthy on a day-to-day basis, trying to extend that time a little bit.
Yeah.
Or like relationships, friends, partners, family. Like spend that time with them, you know, growing with them. Friends, again, especially pick who you know, stay around, you know, because who you hang around is who you become. I'm a huge advocate of that. So make sure you spend time with people that are on the same wavelength mindset as you, because you'll find out that the conversations you have will broaden your perspective of life. And then relationships as well, pick a partner or pick someone in your life that wants the best for you, wants time for you, and wants to see you grow. We'll be there through your toughs, you know, your ups and your downs. So I think these fundamental things, if you really, you know, spend some time on them and you really try to grow them and you really, you know, give them attention, That's the biggest motivating factor right there, is that you're gonna be at the end of your life and you're gonna see everything you've left behind, who you're gonna be remembered by, what kind of family did you raise, you know, what career did you set up, did you leave a name for yourself? I think more people need to be thinking about that than, you know, just these superficial things that they have going on in their lives.
100%, and I think, like, at the end of the day, I always think that it's your life, right? Yeah. Like, what you choose to do, go crazy. At the end of the day, it's your life,
you can't
right?
control people.
Yeah, definitely. But I definitely think that you need to be smart about it and really look into what's going to benefit you, you know.
In the long run.
Mm-hmm. I'm always really big on what's going to help me in the long term, not really the short term.
Mm-hmm.
So especially at my age when, you know, partying, you know, 18th birthdays, all that sort of stuff is starting to become a thing.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, I'll go out to birthdays and stuff, but when it comes to going out every single weekend, like constantly, like, I'm not a big fan of it because I'm always trying to look to things that will benefit me in the long term.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just my view on it. That's just my opinion, but
amazing, man.
Yeah, thank you. Just before we finish though, I do want to ask, what are your plans actually, like, moving forward into the future? Like, I understand you were talking to me before, you're in a very serious relationship at the moment.
Yeah.
How has that sort of helped you, and what are your plans career-wise, gym-wise?
Life-wise, really, like, again, just what are the plans, bro? Small things. Yeah. I have no idea what the end goal is.
Yeah, no one knows. Yeah,
you know what I mean? I don't know. I can't pinpoint it, like, on a map, but I can tell you in the vicinity of where it is. I know exactly that I love my business, I love sales, I love networking, I love helping teams and companies grow. That's just a big part of myself. If I love and respect a company, I'll do my part and help it grow just as much as I'll implement that in my friends and relationships. So if you're a friend of mine, I'll make sure that the things you're doing will keep you on check. Again, in relationships, pick a person, you know, make sure that you're with someone that loves and cares for you, and help them grow as well. You know what I'm saying? You guys are two different people. A lot of people make that mistake and think that you're one unit. You're not. You're two different people. Don't get in each other's way. One thing that I would like to add on to that, my grandparents have been married for 55 years. They had their 55th wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Got to sit down with my grandma and just have bit of, like, life advice on being like, that's a long time, bro. Like, how many times, how many times did you think about killing my grandpa? I was like, and she sort of touched on that. A lot of the stuff that I'm saying now, you can either relate it to your personal relationship or even your friends. She was just saying, just don't get in each other's way. It's like, a lot of the time, you understand, you're two different people.
Yeah.
You have two different brains. You have two different, you know, views on the world. They might be similar in some aspects, but you're different. You know what I'm saying? So accept that and appreciate that and work on that. Like, don't, like you said, you can't change people. So spend that time to grow and maybe broaden your horizons a little bit. I think the worst thing you can do, at least the step that I'm taking forward now in my life, even though I'm still young, you know, I'm 22, I'm still figuring out. I'm not going to sit on the podcast and say that I'm a god and giving godly advice,
but just
saying my experiences, you know. And I think the one thing that has helped me grow and sort of put things into perspective for myself is be like a sponge, bro. Like, if you act like a know-it-all, you know nothing. You know what I'm saying? The more you put yourself in areas where you don't know, you'll be open to growth, and you'll be surprised that some of the people you speak to, whether it be someone that's younger than you or older than you, you have something to learn from them. So I think that's my plan going into my relationship, my friendships, you know, my career, my life in general, my health, is just, you know, be in that little gray zone, be uncomfortable a little bit, because it'll help you grow a lot.
Yeah.
surround yourself with that responsibility, and you'll see the kind of person you are.
For sure. It's interesting you mentioned the sponge, because
yeah,
I actually remember in the first episode you said something very similar about like, you know, getting all this, you know, always learning, and you use that sponge analogy. So it's awesome to see that you're keeping that same mindset. That's going to wrap us up. I really appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much, man.
I always love having a chat with you, especially our first follow-up episode on The Athlete's Mind. Yeah, I'm sure we'll see you on here again for another chat.
I love that. Thank you so much, bro. Thank you very much.
Alex, really appreciate it. Everyone listening, this will be on Spotify, YouTube, and all podcast platforms.
There you go.
Make sure you go follow Alex, and also, geez, I've had a mental blank, Rideaware. That will be linked below. bit of a plug there, but go and follow them. Go and try out their gym. Just a quick announcement. We do have some big things coming over the next few weeks, including some announcements for the clothing. I know a few of you have been asking about that. Keep an eye out, and we will catch you guys in the next episode of The Athlete's Mind.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.